Welcome. This is Punch Specials. I am Rachel Afolabi. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, it's always a delight to be here, bringing you stories and perspectives and happenings around the world of special persons and individuals living with disabilities in Nigeria, Lagos, particularly for now and across the world. And of course, it's the Valentine season, and of course, the month of love, which is February, and so we decided to do something around dating, around love, around relationships with special persons. And like the Yorubas of Southwest Nigeria would only always say when they go to find a pretty damsel, they'd always tell you what region of the country and what part of the country they travel to. And so on the podcast, there's a Punch Newspapers, particularly Punch Specials, went all the way to the Badagry Division of Lagos State, where we found a pretty smashing woman. Of course, physically challenged, but very pretty and very smart. And we decided to delve into her love life. I've been married 22 years and counting. Ladies and gentlemen, we had a conversation with Mrs. Abigail Olowosoke, the Deputy Director with the Federal Ministry of Education in Lagos, Nigeria. Please listen to what she has to say as she takes us into the journey of our marriage and our relationship with our husband. Enjoy. And thank you for staying tuned.
I'm Mrs. Olowosoke. I work in Queen's College. I'm a deputy director with the Federal Ministry of Education. I'm married with 3 kids. They are now teenagers. I live in Queen's College with my husband, and I take care of the special students in the school.
Interesting. You've been married how many years, ma'am?
22 years ago.
Wow.
Okay, it will be 23 in October.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us how you met your husband.
And exactly today made it 23 years my husband proposed to me.
Wow, isn't that amazing? This is really a Valentine's special, isn't it?
Yes, it was a Valentine's Day. 2001 that he proposed to me. And we got married 2001 October. It wasn't a long courtship. Because meeting me, he knew he had met his wife, and I knew I had met my husband. So there was no need for an elongated.
How did you know that you had met your husband?
Well, you know, instinct and behavior. Once you are good, you know what you are looking for. Once you meet that person that meets that meets up with your tastes, you will know. And you need to make yourself, you try to be good yourself. Then you will meet someone that is good. So immediately I met him, I knew it. I met him, let's say, year 2000. It was the end of year 2000. A friend of mine in Kaduna, I stayed with her in Kaduna, got a job with NAFDAC, and she was transferred to Lagos. She came to stay with me for the meantime while she was looking for an accommodation. It was then she told me she has a friend that is served together in Kano, that she would like to see the friend. She opened her diary, brought out the address. The address wasn't too far from Queen's College where I stayed. So we decided to visit him one evening. On getting there, we didn't meet him. We met the mother and we left a note for him. So I think the next day or 2 days later, he came visiting. And that was when he saw me for the first time. From there, well, he didn't propose to me then, but well, finally, February 2001, he proposed, and that was it.
So, Ma, he's 22 years old.
If you look back, was he not worried that she was going to be getting married to somebody who's visually impaired?
Well, when you get to meet my husband, you will know that he himself, he has a special mind. That's the way I put it. He has a special mind. He thinks very deep about things before he goes into doing it.
And that he wasn't worried. Okay.
No, he wasn't so worried because we have had discussions several times. During our discussions, I never knew he was trying to find out some things about me. Anyway, and he was coming around every time to spend the evening with us. All that time, even before he proposed to me. Sorry, I met him in 1999. Yes, end of the year 1999.
Okay.
That was when that my friend came over to Lagos. So for 1 year, he told me he had that instinct that this is his wife. But to propose to me was his problem. And he was even worried too that why will I fall in love with a physically challenged person? One who couldn't see. Won't she feel I'm going to cheat her? He had so many questions he was asking himself. But aside from all these questions, he told me my beauty was striking.
It is striking, I promise.
So that was his first point of attraction to me. Before that of making me my wife came across his mind.
And he's handsome as well. Yes. That's how I understand.
So he told me that for the first 1 year, he struggled with the thought of making me his wife. But he's a very religious person. He told me that so many things he laid hands on, we did not go well with him. Till the night he made up his mind that no. The relationship he even had then broke up. So he had so many things against him till he came back to propose to me. At least that was the story he told me.
Wow, and so it's been 22 years and counting.
Yes.
So let me ask you, I mean, I wish I could interview him through, I'm interviewing him through you. How about in-laws? Your in-laws were not worried that this is the wife you want to marry?
Ah, well, he comes from a very liberal family, I would say. Because even the mother, the day I visited, she welcomed me so well. And even I had to send an educated woman, very enlightened woman in the church to her to make sure she was saying yes, because she feels or she knows she should say yes. And meanwhile, I was not there. In my absence, the woman is late now. The woman wrote our national pledge. Dr. Mrs. Professor Mrs. Adeyemi, she's late now. She died about a year or two ago. Asked her so many questions, told her some negative things that she will face if your son, your first son, as for that matter, should take this lady, yes, for a wife. Because she's a spiritual person. The answer she gave to the woman was that, well, ever since I had my son, I have prayed that he was going to propose to the bone of his bones. So immediately she brought me, and I was the first person he ever brought.
Wow.
That, see, this is my wife. So she believed.
And your family believed as well. Your family liked him too, the first of the medicine.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so as we draw this conversation to a close, what would you say to anyone who is intending to propose to a physically challenged person,
uh-huh,
or married to one, what would you say?
I guess I would just tell the person, don't marry her out of pity. Don't marry her because you feel maybe there's nobody to marry her. So let me just make her happy. Mm-hmm. Make her believe I love her. No, it would be very wrong. Let her bring to the table what you want a woman to bring to your table. What you really want a woman to bring to your table, let her be able to bring it to the table. And even as for me, I love gentlemen. My husband's gentleness was the first thing that turned me on with him. I love gentleness.
So God gave you exactly what you wanted.
Yes.
So what would you say to the physically challenged person?
He's
so gentle. I think I sensed it when I met him, because you found it more easier to do this interview. I'm not sure he would have said anything if he wanted to.
He wouldn't say much to you.
He wouldn't say much. So to the special person who's been proposed to, today's Valentine's Day, what would you say to that person?
Oh, well, I'll tell her she should make up her mind,
okay,
that she was going to contribute to the family. She should never see herself or present herself as a liability to the man. She should not be the type that wants to be given everything at all times. She should be a giver too.
And happy Valentine's. And so help us,
God.
So happy Valentine's to everyone. We've been speaking to Mrs. Abigail Olowish, okay? And I think this has been very, very enlightening for me, as even the reporter, and even listening to her. So thank you, Ma. And thank you for honoring this interview.
Thank you.
We're grateful.